It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Just as the debate over nuclear power is again intensifying, Georgia's utility regulators approved Georgia Power's latest expenses for the ongoing expansion of the Plant Vogtle nuclear facility near Augusta. Now, all of this is coming as Toshiba, the parent firm of Westinghouse, the company building the Vogtle reactors, reported huge financial losses and said it is getting out of building any new reactors. Kristy Swartz is an Atlanta-based writer for Energy Wire. Kristy, welcome.
Hi, good morning, Dennis.
Toshiba reported a $6.3 billion write-off for its nuclear business, and much of that loss, it turns out, is related to Vogtle and to another nuclear project in South Carolina. How did that happen?
Dennis, there are a lot of unknowns, but what we do know is that Westinghouse agreed to buy a nuclear construction business from one of the other contractors that was involved in the Plant Vogtle expansion project here and a similar project over in South Carolina. That deal went through more than a year ago, and then Toshiba in December revealed that there were significant financial consequences, talked about that write down, new information that came to light after the deal was done.
So does that mean that there's a chance that Toshiba won't be able to finish Vogtle?
I can say two things. One, anything is possible. Two, the company has pledged to the utilities who are owners of these projects in Georgia and in South Carolina that it and Westinghouse will see it through. The South Carolina utility that is building, they said specifically last week during their financial report that they have indication from Toshiba and Westinghouse that they will be able to see it through. That being said, that company, SCANA and South Carolina and Gas, is electing to go through some processes to look for another contractor. They have not said that they are going to do that, but they are trying to explore all of their options.
And in fact, as I understand it, that project has hit a delay because of all of this. Vogtle has already been subject to numerous delays. Any chance that there will be more because of this?
Georgia Power has maintained through today, they've said publicly either through hearings to me and to other reporters, that they have not received word from Westinghouse or any of the other contractors involved that there is a delay. That is where things stand now. Both of those projects are being built somewhat in tandem. When I was touring the site last fall in South Carolina, one of the nuclear construction officials over in South Carolina said, you know, it's not a race. They're ahead of us on some things. They're behind us on others. They are sharing a lot of best practices and working in tandem, in parallel on a lot of things. So I say all that to say it will be interesting what might develop over the next couple of weeks or the next couple of months.
And members of the PSC have said, look, we think that they'll finish this. You know, we're concerned about Toshiba, but we're optimistic it'll get done. Is that still pretty much the atmosphere around the PSC?
Well, it's been very interesting. They had a routine energy committee meeting last Thursday, which thankfully was streamed online, and I listened to it that way. And then I attended, again, a routine meeting yesterday, and the issue did not come up.
The issue did not come up.
Right. The issue concerning Toshiba did not come up.
One might say, how is that possible?
That is the $6 billion question, no pun intended. I have no doubt that the commissioners are in touch with the company, or at least they're trying to be. And there were lawyers for Georgia Power and also Georgia Power officials, media officials, and other officials that were at these meetings. But the question about Toshiba and the future of Vogtle was not raised, and basically nobody brought it up. They did discuss the project because, again, it was part of a routine vote on their routine cost and schedule report, but there was no mention of Toshiba's earnings, the write-down, no question of what Westinghouse has said or whatever, with the exception of one of their lawyers saying, the schedule is still the same. We have not received any word that it has changed. That was last Thursday.
And all of this comes after the Public Service Commission voted to have ratepayers shoulder at least a bigger portion of some of these expenses than had been anticipated before, correct?
Right. That settlement took place last year. There are a lot of different moving parts to that. The independent staff that, again, works with the PSC, but that basically worked with the company, had a couple of different provisions. This, in part, was it was going to be easier to settle the issues than have this play out in what the staff had said would be a very protracted hearing process. It probably would have gone through appeal. It might have even gone through a lawsuit because the staff had signaled some dollars that they were looking at and questioning from the company, and they had fully expected then the company to come back and say no. So with the components of this deal, if the projects were not finished by 2020, Georgia Power would take a bit of a hit in the rate of return on equity, basically in the profits that they receive. There also is a provision in there, though, for staff and regulators to go back and look at previous costs and issues should it be that something snowballs later and it's not revealed until, you know, next year or the year after that.
So it looks like ratepayers will at least pick up part of this, and then there are provisions where we might be able to go back and review some of it. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Toshiba has said, okay, we're getting out of building future reactors. So once Vogtle is finished, if Toshiba isn't in the business anymore, what about service and maintenance, to put it in car repair terms? I mean, are there other firms that could take up the slack once Vogtle is done?
There are. I talked to a couple of analysts about that and a couple of other players. They mentioned Bechtel. They mentioned a couple of other companies, too. I mean, the pool is very small. That is some of the challenge with going through and building new nuclear, is that, you know, you're restarting a dormant industry, so you don't have the wide variety of trained workers and managers and others. But there are other domestic and international companies that can come in and step in and do the work.
So is the PSC really in an awkward position here because it's already started a project that it probably wouldn't have started had it known all of the problems that Toshiba would have, but now it's too late to stop it?
That's an interesting question because it comes up. There are still some stakeholders, whether they are active or they are advocating kind of on the sidelines, that at least Unit 4 be stopped or that the project be canceled. And typically that is when the PSC's financial advisors run through and say the economics are not quite panning out as much now. However, because of the sunk cost in the project, it would be almost more expensive to basically stop it. And they always recommend that the expenses be verified and the project keep on going. I mean, hindsight being 2020, we've gone through a complete kind of energy and electricity transformation since the mid-2000s when the government and the utilities and everybody were talking about restarting the nuclear industry. I mean, we've had the shale gas revolution. Renewables are now coming into their own. I believe that the utility and the commissioners would always argue that they want to have a diverse portfolio. That's an argument that has come about since basically they started moving away toward coal. They're wanting to have more diversity. That typically is their argument for still going ahead with nuclear. But yeah, it's been very different.
And chances are it will become a political issue next time there are PSC elections.
Oh, absolutely. That'll be coming up in 2018. Two of the sitting commissioners, if they choose to run again, would be up for re-election. And every year, at least since I've been covering this issue, there are always opponents. It's too early to tell what's going to happen, but without a doubt, their opponents will bring it up. The media will bring it up. It'll definitely come up.
Christy Swartz is an Atlanta-based writer for Energy Wire. Christy, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dennis. Thank you.